Redford was heard in a recorded message which took a cosmic perspective on independent film, Sundance, and the past year.
Every artist holds a mirror to their piece of the universe. They make the hidden visible, the unknown familiar. Even though we have been separated, we're still bound together. We dream under the same sky, filled with stardust. And that same stardust formed the deserts of Utah, our festival home. Surrounded by caverns and caves, and the mountains, where years ago early artists left their mark.
In her remarks, new festival director Tabitha Jansen said the festival responded to the events of a turbulent 2020.
This festival was conceived as a grand experiment, a response actually to loss, the grief of a pandemic, the uncertainty of an economic crisis, and the pain which elicited a global uprising in the face of racism and police brutality. But this loss brought new clarity, clarity around our belief in the necessity of the independent voice, our belief in community, and our conviction that freedom of creative expression is a powerful and necessary response to repression and autocracy.
Jansen said that in planning a festival during the pandemic, they focused on the words, what if? They decided that rather than have audiences come to a festival, the festival can come to an audience.
Park City has always been our festival home, and this year so is your living room, your bedroom, the palm of your hand. So thanks for allowing us in. But whether we're looking into screens or through telescopes, the power of looking lies not just in what we are looking at, but where we are looking from and the meaning that we can make from it.
Sundance Festival Director Tabitha Jansen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.